a lot of Singaporeans and even students, right, we learn a lot of things through reading about it. We see it in textbooks, we see it in videos, but no one actually know what we have here in our own backyard.
More than just a glitzy airport, Changi rocks a laid-back village vibe and a coast teeming with life. Old-timers and insiders showed us what draws them to Changi time and again, and how they found their tribe there.
Currently, the tide is actually receding, and once it's actually low, it exposes a whole area of animals that live in this area. And because of the terrain and everything, Changi actually allows us to explore and learn about intertidal animals.
This is called a horseshoe crab. Can you guys see a horseshoe?
So by looking at the seaweed, you can tell that the high tide level comes up to about here. So during high tide, if you were to walk over here, you'll be up to your chest in water already. So there's lots of different animals that like to live in the different sections of this intertidal zone. So these are our Onch slugs. These guys are actually related to snails. They have no shell, they're very, very soft. So it's a little hermit crab that we can see. He's probably a bit shy. Unfortunately, people like to pick them up and bring them home because they think hermit crabs can live on dry land. But these guys actually require salt water. They like to be in and out of salt water. And they actually need to exchange shells as they grow bigger. So we've got a snapping shrimp over here, very common here on the beaches. They make this snapping sound. And then one more here. And then do you hear that pack sound?
Yeah.
So that's them. They're that loud.
What I really like is to actually bring them here and to see things from their textbook comes to life, and they sort of experience what they have learned in their classrooms out here in nature.
Changi Beach is one of the iconic places for plane spotters because in Changi Airport, we do not really have a viewing galley or a viewing deck that's outdoor. So Changi Beach naturally becomes an ideal spot for plane spotters like us. Alongside with people that enjoy fishing, plane spotters are also an icon of Changi Beach. On the surface, it looks like it's just taking photos of planes with our cameras. But actually, to us plane enthusiasts, plane spotting is more than just taking photos. It's actually documenting of different aircraft type, different livery of aircraft, landing and taking off into the airport. For example, for the aircraft right there, that's a KLM 777, which happens to be also my favorite aircraft.
Personally, I think the most rewarding thing about plane spotting is like getting a shot that we always wanted. So for instance, sometimes at Changi, there are aircraft that are not on schedule. If we could get a good shot of it, I think we will be very happy, because like chances are that this aircraft probably won't come again.
My favorite memory of spotting in Changi has to be the 2018 Trump Kim Summit. Because during the summit itself, we were able to see super rare aircraft such as Kim Jong-un's private jet, a 747 from Air China. Apart from that, together with it is Illusion 76 and 62. Those two are made in the Soviet era, which is back in the 1980s. So to see such aircraft flying today and coming to Singapore is really a privilege to us back then.
Personally, what I like about plane spotting is the fact that like, it helps me to like, detox from like, the negativity of life. So to come out here and do plane spotting is a way of like, escaping from reality.
I first joined Changi Airport in the year 1982, just a few months after the opening of Changi Airport, which is in July 1981. I saw how Changi grew from being nothing to this building, and I was actually very excited when Changi opens.
What has kept you rooted to Changi for almost, is it 40 years now?
39 is exactly coming to my 40 years. For me, it is something which is unique. Knowing that the whole world, not only Singaporeans, do want to visit Changi. This was a great spot, particularly from the beginning, where earlier we had Myla Court Waterfall, where's the main attraction in this particular spot, where public members love to watch, where you can see the waterfall right from the top, goes all the way down to the basement. So it has been replaced. To connect the ring now. The very spot we're standing right now, where we are viewing this beautiful jewel. When I was standing here at that time, I was overseeing a huge car park. There was no jewel, a huge car park. I remember it's called as Car Park A, where all of our member staffs would park their cars there. But I remember that we were end our shift maybe about 11 p.m. Everybody will disembark in one of the closest restaurants. Any prata store will have one or two pratas, you know, everybody will chill 1 hour or so before everybody go back home to sleep. So those are nice memories that we had along the way. Where we're standing right now at this spot, it's an extended version, yeah, of the Boeing Gallery. But yes, it was not this huge. Previously, it was right up to the end of the building, this corner, and right up to the end of that building, and people will be viewing planes taking off and landing. Every week, Saturday, Sunday, is always packed. You'll see everybody coming by here, having fun, running around. To me personally, it is more of a second home.
So Changi Airport is like one of the most popular spots to dance at.
Best place to break is Changi Airport. When I was around Sec 3, my brother showed me this movie called Step Up 2. When I first saw this movie, I was like, whoa, these people are dope, man. Like, in particular, I was more amazed to the breaking side. And that's how I slowly got into breaking.
So when I first started breaking, it was at IT College East, but when I came to Changi Airport, that's when my style really developed. Because like different crews would teach me different moves and different ways of dancing. And that's where I really explored who I am as a dancer. We would session here from like after school hours till night, or even on weekends we would session here the whole day, and we would even overnight here sometimes.
It looks nice, right? And there's so much history to it. It looks a little run down, But I bet you, right, the moment you step in, then you step into this other world, my world. We are at an iconic building. A lot of people love taking photos because it says Changi Hospital. You would see this all over the internet, even a lot of Instagram accounts, I mean, they come here. But sadly, there's this gate, so we can't go past. This used to be the old emergency ward, so severe cases or people that walk in, they would come here.
So how does it look like inside? Walk us through.
For me, when I walked in, let me try to remember this. I was just very excited because it's a historical building. The adrenaline was pumping because I don't know this place at all. So at each turn, it's like it's something new. You don't know if there's going to be wild animals in there. You don't know if the druggies, you know, up on the second floor. So it was very exciting. If you search Old Changi Hospital, you'll see it on international websites. People talk about this all the time. I have a lot of tourists, right? That when they visit Singapore and they want to come to OCH because they read about this in their own country and they say, and they would ask me, you know, whether I can bring them in. And I say no, because it's state property. So this was the area where a security guard would be here to guard the place, to try to stop people from trespassing. So he used to be right here. And as you can tell, this place is old, so the switches don't work no more. And if we get a reading on the meter, then we know that something is nearby. So I would like you to hold on to this.
Okay. Why is it?
It's spiking now. I don't know whether you guys can see. I feel that it's near you, it's next to you. When I held it, there was nothing. So it's towards on this side.
On this side?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think you made a new friend.
Oh, but my friend has gone now.
Yeah. The most unexpected fact is not as scary as everybody makes it out to be. And that's coming from me. I feel that, you know, if this was ever open to the public, you can walk through in the day. At night, a little dangerous because you don't know how good the structure is, but it's calming. Yeah, you don't feel like, you know, you're going to be scared at any moment, unless, you know, you've got a wild imagination.
Anytime when I decide what should I do today, it's Changi Village. The only security my family have, so if I cannot find my husband or my children cannot find my father, Changi Village. My parents were here before the Japanese War. He was a British Army contractor. In 1953, I was only 7 years old. My mum used to drag me to Changi Village to do her marketing. I enjoyed all my childhood place, the fun I had, the memories which I can still remember. When I sit here, I feel stress-free. Let's go and I'll show you the bridge. This bridge carries a significant value to the Changians. This bridge has been here before the Japanese War. It was utilized by the old Kampung people. This side was Kampung, and this side was Kampung. A lot of children used to swim. A lot of people used to throw crabs for good luck and all that. My personal memory which I have this place, after having few drinks, at the market, group of friends came here. One of my friends jumped inside. I had to jump inside to pull him out. Bill Taylor. I made my first pants from him in 1967 after my national service, and he's still here today. He's a very good friend of mine. Come. Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Long time no come. Could you be nice enough to tell that my last pants is from you?
Yeah, right. The last one, because you're retired already.
No, I still need to wear pants. You're a nice friend, and yes, we're the Changi people.
Very long history it is.
How much you love Changi, sir?
Oh, from beginning I spoke until now.
same. Proud to be a Changian is what I've experienced from the day until today, and Changi Village has been something I treasure. And today Changi Village is one place, when you come here, you feel so peaceful, and it makes me feel very good.